think and save you now," he continued. "Should you, in recognition of your remarkable valor, ferocity, and prowess, be considered by Talhaeus as worthy of his service, you may be taken into the community and become a full-fledged Tharkian. Until we reach the headquarters of Talhaeus, it is the will of Lorcus Tormal that you be accorded the respect your acts have earned you. You will be treated by us as a Tharkian chieftain. But you must not forget that every chief who ranks you is responsible for your safe delivery to our mighty and most ferocious ruler. I am done."
"I hear you, Tarkus," I answered. "As you know, I am not of Barsoom. Your ways are not my ways, and I can only act in the future as I have in the past, in accordance with the dictates of my conscience and guided by the standards of mine own people. If you will leave me alone, I will go in peace. But if not, let the individual Barsoomians with whom I must deal either respect my rights as a stranger among you, or take whatever consequences may befall. Of one thing let us be sure. Whatever may be your ultimate intentions toward this unfortunate young woman, whoever would offer her injury or insult in the future must figure on making a full accounting to me. I understand that you belittle all sentiments of generosity and kindliness, but I do not, and I can convince your most doughty warrior that these characteristics are not incompatible with an ability to fight."
Ordinarily, I am not given to long speeches, nor ever before had I descended to bombast. But I had guessed at the keynote which would strike an answering chord in the breast of the Green Martians, nor was I wrong, for my harangue evidently deeply impressed them, and their attitude toward me thereafter was still further respectful. Tarkus himself seemed pleased with my reply, but his only comment was more or less enigmatical.
"And I think I know Talhaeus, Jeddak of Thark."
I now turned my attention to Dejah Thoris, and assisting her to her feet, I turned with her toward the exit, ignoring her hovering guardian harpies, as well as the inquiring glances of the chieftains. Was I not now a chieftain also? Well, then, I would assume the responsibilities of one. They did not molest us, and so Dejah Thoris, Princess of Helium, and John Carter, Gentleman of Virginia, followed by the faithful Wooler, passed through utter silence from the audience chamber of Lorcus Tormal Jed, among the Tharks of Barsoom.